through a fan, we actually got Dallas to notice us and, you know, try to recover this equipment.
Wow.
So it made us feel special, you know, like there's people out there that actually listen to us. So that's good.
Thank God for the fans.
Hey, seriously, in that situation, yes, for sure.
It's not unusual for a band to feel indebted to their fans, but in the case of the Mississippi indie band Color Revolt, that commitment goes a little further. Because fans actually helped them get their stuff back when it was stolen at South by Southwest. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Color Revolt have had their share of triumphs and tribulations, and having most of their gear stolen in Austin and then recovered with the help of fans has been the least of it. They've been signed and dropped by Interscope and Fat Possum. And just as they were about to record their second album, three out of the band's five members quit. But they recruited new members, and they decided to self-release the record, The Cradle, on their own label. And they did it with more help from fans, this time on the funding. And they told the Alternate Sides, Alisa Ali, about that and about the lineup change when they talked with her in Studio A.
You lost a few members. Where'd they go? Why did they leave?
The masters getting their creative writing masters. The other one actually works, the old bass player works at Fat Possum now.
Oh, really?
Well, he was working there while we were touring, and
he decided to do that exclusively.
The other dude quit, and he was like, yeah, me too. It's about that time.
Yeah, I'm done.
It had been a long year, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah. The reality of the situation was that we were not going to be an overnight success, which, you know.
I mean, who thinks they're going to be an overnight success, though?
Nobody, really.
Those guys.
Anymore.
Everybody.
Reality is a real, you know.
It's harsh.
Yeah, it's a harsh. It's a bitter cup. It is a very bitter cup. But they wanted other things. It took just doing the whole tour thing constantly for them to realize they did not want to do it. They still love music, just they don't want to be on the road anymore.
That stone heart, bleed for it. No, don't you.
You've been on a bunch of different labels and, you know, on them, dropped from them, and then
right.
You decided to start your own label.
Exactly.
And fans helped fund that, did they not?
Yes, in the process.
Yeah, in the process they did. So it feels good almost to feel self-sufficient that the label does not run your life.
You don't need no stinking label.
No way.
Yeah, but now you're the man.
Now we're the man. Uh-oh.
Feels good.
What's happening? I'm going to start bossing people around.
Taking advantage
of
young
bands. You know, I have a
bands.
Label. You better to go do that right now. I have a label.
Yeah.
So can't mess around.
Are you getting, like, demos from other bands and stuff like that?
Maybe for fun, but we probably
or is it just you time?
It's just us time right now. It's really, it's all about us.
Yeah.
It's us looking at our band and going, we're doing all right. We're doing
okay.
Too good.
Yeah.
We're a good
one band on one label. It's ours. Yeah.
We're good.
You know that I'm weak. Tell me I'm strong. When I'm on a street. Tell me I'm wrong. I dug for a week and flew for a day. You a car, drove you
Color Revolt, live with Mona Lisa and the title track from their new album, The Cradle. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Color Revolt at thealternateside.org.